This is North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brand. A winter storm system is expected to sweep into the state tonight, leaving 4 to 8 inches of snow in its wake. Freezing precipitation is likely to come at the end of the storm, too. Meteorologist Darren Fergurski from the National Weather Service in Raleigh is here to walk us through this latest round of wintry weather. Darren, thanks so much for being here.
Catherine, good to be with you.
Well, the storm on the heels, Darren, of a system we're essentially just recovering from. That last one, a bit of a surprise for folks. How about this one? What do we know about it at this point? How big is it, and where is it coming from?
Well, it's a strong storm, and it's coming from the Gulf of Mexico, and it's going to move up the far southeast coast, the Carolina coast, as we get overnight into Thursday, strengthening as it does so. And already moisture is spreading through Georgia. The upstate of South Carolina is going to be moving into North Carolina during the evening hours. Some places may start out just as a little bit of rain with late afternoon temperatures in the lower to mid-40s, but it'll quickly cool off that moisture to snow. And we're expecting some heavy snow, probably mixed with some sleet overnight.
All right, what makes this type of storm difficult to pin down? Are you surprised at all by the size and the intensity of the storm?
Well, sometimes these storm systems way out in advance are influenced by upper-level systems that, you know, come off the Pacific Ocean and aren't resolved by the guidance up until, you know, maybe 24 to 48 hours before they form. So once we get a really good handle on some of those meteorological features as they enter the United States or get close, the guidance is able to really resolve these things better and forecast them better.
Did this catch you and other forecasters off guard?
Well, we were anticipating as early as a couple days ago that there could be a strong system, but we don't want to forecast, you know, too bad a weather too quickly, because the farther out in time a forecast goes, the less accurate it can be, and things can change. In this case, though, as we got from Monday into yesterday on Tuesday, the guidance was pretty consistent, came in stronger, came in more moist, which is why we started issuing the winter storm watches and now the winter storm warnings for central North Carolina.
What variables are going to affect how bad this storm ultimately is?
Ultimately, it's going to be the track and the timing of the moisture, and we need the temperatures to cool down. Again, we're mid and upper 40s right now, and all of the guidance that we see suggests that we will cool down rapidly once the precipitation starts in earnest. Is there going to be some drying in the mid-levels overnight that could limit the precipitation for a time? That's possible, but everything that we're looking at right now shows that a good swath of the area, particularly along and north of the U.S. 64 corridor, could see a half a foot, maybe in a couple places a little bit more, of snow overnight.
A half a foot, 6 inches then. So it all depends on how quickly these temperatures fall off. The sooner, obviously, the more snow we get, the later, the less snow.
That's right. And one of the things that will help the temperatures fall, particularly where we expect the more snow to be, is the dry air in place. And this afternoon, some of the dew points, or the measurement of kind of like the moisture in the air, is way below the temperature. And so the closer the dew point is to the temperature, the more moist the air is. The farther away it is, the drier it is. And right now in some places, that dew point temperature is like 25 degrees colder than what the temperature is. So that'll allow the air to cool efficiently as the moisture starts falling pretty hard.
Governor Pat McCrory has declared a state of emergency so he can mobilize the resources needed to respond to this storm. Darren, when is this all going to start, and how long do you think we'll be dealing with this?
Well, the precipitation, again, should be moving into the state right after dark and into the triangle area as we get to 7 to 9 o'clock this evening. And the heaviest stuff looks like it's going to be from the very late evening hours into the overnight. So say from 10, 11 o'clock on through 3, 4 in the morning, that's when the heaviest should be. As the system pulls away, it'll taper off to just some freezing drizzle. So as we cool off, whatever snow and slush is on the roads will kind of get that hard crustiness and make it very difficult to drive and navigate.
All right, so it's a tough commute, obviously, tomorrow morning. Safe to go out by, say, midday?
Well, it depends on how the roads are able to be cleared, and we will warm up some. We should get a little bit above freezing tomorrow, but if we do get the snow that we're expecting in many of the areas, those side streets, those neighborhood roads could be bad for quite a while.
One more question, Darren. We're fast approaching the month of March. Is this typical for this time of year to get a significant snowfall like this?
We are way below normal in terms of our temperature, and while we indeed do get some significant winter events as we get into February, and sometimes even into March, we don't get them very often, but is this way uncommon? No, we've had some heavy snowfalls before in February, and we'll see them again. It's just unfortunate right now that we've had such a long stretch of cold temperatures, some 20 to some cases near 30 degrees below normal.
All right, kids are certainly loving the snow, hoping for a lot. Parents, adults, folks who have to drive, maybe not so much. State emergency management officials urging folks to stay off the roads tonight. Darren, thank you so much for talking with us.
Hey, Catherine, take care, and everybody be safe out there.
Darren Fergurski is a meteorologist from the National Weather Service in Raleigh.